is something that is not told to us enough, because no one has been told to, is that whatever we want, we have. And it becomes hard to believe it, because the tradition is to strive, to search, to do all sorts of things, to fail, to succeed. But a moment of silence and okayness, it shows so well that we are at home. We already are lucky, happy, empty, peaceful, perfect. And then later on we find out we are not as the body. Don't make a mistake of thinking that I'm talking to your body. Then we find out that we are omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, only because we're not limiting God anymore. All the religion saying the same thing but acting as if they're divided. This is misunderstanding that is happening. The mysticism of any religion will give up on all sorts of doing and achieving and even correcting. It is so much more simple than that. But it is difficult for us to release all these beliefs because we didn't know any other thing. We didn't know that there was an option that is more real. And so a spiritual path, the genuine spiritual path that comes from the depth of truth, keeps saying, child, you are perfect. Just listen to me. In the silence or in a deep sleep, there is no world, there is no mind, and there is nothing but okayness. So, what do we do in the daydream, in this life? We don't listen to the mind, we don't believe the mind, and that releases us of burden. I'm going to tell you a story. I was very, very inspired by this story that goes with our topic just now. I heard it from someone. There was this guy, this young man that goes to this holy man and says, I want to realize myself. I just want to realize myself. He gives him a bag out of cloth and says, I want you to fill it up with stone. He fills it up with a stone and he says, now I start climbing this hill. Well, it was really, really heavy. And with every step, he had to put a lot of effort and a lot of hard breathing and sweating and all of that. And then when he wanted to stop, because his guru had asked him, if you want realization, you have to listen to me 100% and promise me you will listen. He couldn't stop. He said, oh, I'm going to die, so I'm going to die. I let myself die. So finally he gets himself up with the baggage on his shoulder. And then at that time there is a beautiful tree with a shade, and the guru says, now put it down. He puts it down and sits under the tree and says, I got it. He says, I get it now. I'm happy. So this really symbolizes that once we put down the bag of our tricks of the mind, we arrived under the tree. And The first step is listening. The second step is trusting. The third step is contemplating. The fourth step is getting a deeper understanding, and then automatically allowing it to happen in our daily life. Now the trick is that before we realize that we are perfect, we have to have to some extent, understanding of not going with the mind. Because every thought that we look and then we look the other way. First we look at it indifferently, like a passive gaze, and then we look another way into our silence. Opens room for us to see our own perfection. And this is a slow process, but it's a one-way ticket. Understanding does not go backwards.